All right, this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial is brought to you by Synergy and Microsoft Word and PowerPoint and all those things that make office use wonderful.
Synergy, synergy, synergy.
Synergy, synergy, synergy. I'm on a boat. All right, so actually this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial is brought to you by Skip the Tutorial, where you can find us at facebook.com/skipthetutorialpodcast. On Twitter at STT_pod. On Twitch at twitch.tv/skipthetutorialpodcast. On Podbean and on iTunes and everywhere you get your podcast. Here's the thing, folks. Todd, I'm excited about this. Everybody else is excited about this. Every month, we give away a $35 Amazon gift card. If you just engage with us on one of those platforms, not all of them, we're not asking much. We're just asking for one.
Yep. And I mean, we throw random giveaways in there sometimes, but it's going to continuously be the steady Amazon love that we show for the appreciation. Hopefully we got some other surprises coming up soon, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. We gave away the Nipsey Hussle album last week, didn't we?
Yeah, man. Fulfilled the promise. You know what I'm saying? And she was real happy about it. It was real dope. You know, hustle and motivate and keep it moving. Touch the people.
I always touch people. That's how I live my life. Not in a Kevin Spacey way, though. In a Kevin Spacey way.
Ghost Dad 2 and 3. The comeback. Now Lex Luger seems fucked up with that old lady, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just seems a little bit wrong now. It really does. We're also brought to you by Leafamania on Twitch, which you can find at twitch.tv/Leafamania. And that's spelled LEIFAMANIA. LEIFAMANIA. That dude is really cool. He streams, you know, mostly RPGs. He allows you to vote on what games you're going to play. And the guy just brings a lot of positivity out there. He's just looking for positive people.
And he's got a beast setup. I saw a setup last night. That shit's beast.
Oh, it was pretty. It made me a little bit jealous. I mean, he's got his Alienware. I'll stick with my Omen, though. Be real honest. I'll stick with my Omen. I like my baby. All right, we'll stick around for the podcast where we're talking about the top 7 multiplayer games.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial. I'm one of your hosts, Bryant Brennan Huff Daniels. And joining me this week is none other than Todd Del Doback Fortner.
Hola, hola.
Hola, hola. ¿Cómo está? I can't hear you.
There it is.
No speaking English.
There it is. Synergy, man. That shit's funny, bro.
Synergy.
Put my nuts on your drum set.
John Bonham's gonna play Moby Dick for real. God, I love that movie so much. We are Skip the Tutorial. If you don't know who we are, every week we get together. We're a video game show. We talk about what we've been playing. We talk about the video game news. And we usually have a round table. But occasionally we have what's called a mini-sode. This week is a mini-sode. We do here is we do top sevens. So top seven, we pick a subject. We rattle off some titles. We talk about them for a little bit. We call it a day, and we send it out for your audio pleasure, your listening pleasure. We're getting in your earbuds. We're getting in your ears.
Boosie Collins, so you can hear us coming. And I mean, let's keep in mind too the rules. It's not like a top seven. Like this is number one. This is just you know, to keep these are things that we like, and you know, something to kind of stir the pot, maybe get you thinking. Let us know what your top seven is.
Absolutely. Yeah, so if you want to hit us up, you can hit us up at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com. You can get us on Facebook at skipthetutorialpodcast. You can follow us on Twitter at STT_pod. You agree or disagree with our opinions, always let us know. We like to interact, and I promise you, we do not take anything personally. That is for sure 100%.
Unless you talk about my mama.
That's true.
Don't talk about my damn mama.
You talking about my mama?
No, I'm kidding. But forget it. Do we have a problem?
I need a nuclear missile on the back of a postal truck to make that joke work.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I love that movie. When old dude has that seizure after smoking that blunt, and he's like, "Man, pass that shit."
Yeah, like, come on, man, that's that kill. That's that kill for real.
That's that good shit right there.
Man, I told you last that Marlon Wayans got a pretty funny stand up on Netflix, and then you said the Workaholics guy shit just dropped.
Yeah, the Workaholics dude just had a movie drop. I watched like the first 10 minutes, and it was really funny. Like, those guys are really funny. I'll just say this, for anybody who's a little bit queasy, the first 10 minutes already involved playing with condoms loaded with sperm. So,
oh, God. Oh, Kevin Spacey again?
He always shows up. It's the ghost of Kevin Spacey.
Crazy. It's crazy, bro. Where are you, Kevin? Where are you? House of Cards.
House of Cards.
Kaiser Sose.
He's okay. Having pool parties. He's having pool parties where the pool is just filled with red. Never mind.
What if Kevin Spacey actually hears this one day and he's just in fury? He's just furious somewhere. Like, I'm so tired.
I don't think he'd be furious. In my mind, he's just sitting in a corner and there's like one tear rolling down his cheek.
Like, they won't every episode now, guys. You're just going to use me. Why don't you keep talking? Why don't you just talk about Black Panther or something positive?
He's like, I love video games. I come here for an escape.
Look, Chester, we don't do... Chester, the child molester. You did this.
You did this to yourself. You did this to you.
Top sevens.
Yeah. So speaking of top sevens, Todd, what is our top seven this week?
Man, top seven is we're doing top seven multiplayer games, and it's in honor of the game that you have been making me almost borderline envious of, Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves, one of the best multiplayer experiences I've had. Todd, you know me. You know me just flat off the bat. I'll save this for the next full review. However, you know I don't like multiplayer that often. I'm more of a single player. I play a lot of RPGs. I play a lot of like Pokemon games and all that stuff. And I get on like Mad Max and I play by myself and stuff like that.
Persona 5,
which I plan on doing a little bit of a 12-hour session tonight on Persona 5.
Shit.
Just saying, wife's going out of town. So got the house to myself. So I got to play some Persona 5. However.
That's what we're calling it.
That's what we call. Yeah. What'd you do when I was gone? I played Persona 5. And by that, I mean I played with my person 5 times.
Balls. Deep in. All right. You might have to cut that one, guy.
I may. I don't know. It was pretty funny. Anyway, no, so what I got on Sea of Thieves. I really didn't know, because I played the beta, how this game was gonna go, because it was interesting, but while it was interesting, I really didn't see the point of the game. But I kept my pre-order. I let the game come in. I rolled on it the first night, got in the game. It's not until I started playing with other individuals that I realized where the joy in the game comes from is the adventure. It's not the loot, it's not finding the treasure, it's not upgrading your character like MMOs usually are. It is in the actual adventure, because you truly are in a position where you have to rely on your entire party, your entire crew to be successful. You've got navigators, you've got somebody who's, you know, manning the crow's nest, you've got somebody who's, you know, working the sails and the anchors, and you got somebody at the steer at the wheel. And you have to rely on everybody in all these situations, because you hit storms, you come across other pirate ships, you come across raiding parties, you come across crazy AI that likes to shoot cannons off of islands when you go by them for no fucking reason other than that you're there. But it's a blast. I mean, I told you, I've put 15 hours into this game and I've played it a total of 3 times. That means,
yeah, I know it.
5 hours
when
a session.
When I saw you and you were rattling off on it, I was like, oh, he's addicted.
Yep.
Damn it. I knew it was going to happen. I had the feeling, because, you know, I sent you that little thing before, like, I think right before it came out or the day you had got it, and I saw it myself, and for the first time, I was like, damn, I wish I had an Xbox. For the first time. But then I was thankful for the old man. I'm like, okay, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I might have to break down and get this game, because it's these experiences, from what I understand, are pretty rare. You know, and I trust your opinion. So I was like, okay, it is a good time to kind of revisit some of the top seven multiplayer games in light of Sea of Thieves, and the feeling that I could, you're radiating it, sir. And I'm like, damn, I need to get on a boat, and we need to shoot each other out of a cannon onto an island.
Hell yes, we do.
Steal some shit.
Hell yes.
Steal pirate booty. That's all we need to do. Just ride around and steal pirate booty.
See, when we start playing together, that's what I want to do. I just want to go jack other people. Like, I don't even care about the quest. I just want to go jack other people's shit. Like, it is so much fun. Give me your booty. We got to play in character, too. And I guess maybe it comes from, like, a D&D style, like, because I play a lot of D&D, of getting, like, that full immersion. Because the game's, like, interaction and the mechanics of the game are rooted in real life, besides shooting yourself out of a cannon. Let's just be real honest. Or being able to fire a flintlock underwater. Everything else is rooted in real life. You got to use a compass. You got a paper map. You got to actually dig for the treasure with a shovel. You have to adjust the sails into the wind so that you actually pull wind and gain speed. So everything is rooted in some form of reality, which is impressive. It's a rare experience. It's a very rare experience to have this much fun in a multiplayer game where the goals are nebulous at best. It's... You know, the goal may be to get the treasure, but the true goal that you can see Rare has been trying to explore with this game is teamwork and pulling people together just to have a good time. And I think that's so crucial in today's world. 'Cause you got Call of Duty, you can go on and you just kill a bunch of people and that's fine and whatnot, and you get that rush of adrenaline. But I have never had more fun getting into a pirate battle, you know, in my life than with Sea of Thieves. I've never had more fun in a multiplayer game than getting into that pirate battle with Sea of Thieves. That was absolutely a blast. So in honor of Sea of Thieves, we are doing top 7 multiplayer games this week. So Todd, why don't you kick us off, sir? What is your number 7? It's in no particular order. Todd said that up front, but I want to remind everybody, no particular order.
Yeah, absolutely, and we just going through it. But just real quick, I gotta. If you haven't ever heard of Flint Flossie, go on YouTube and look up Flint Flossie, and it's a song called "Treat Me Like a Pirate and Give Me That Booty." That's why I kept making that reference. And then y'all come back and talk to me, okay?
I'm gonna go listen to that song right now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Flint Flossie, man. Just trust me on that one. I know some people gonna go back and check him out. It's just fucking hilarious, but. In a stupid way, if you have a stupid sense of humor like we do.
We do.
But okay. So my number 7 is Titanfall 2.
Now, boom.
Yeah, like that one, I know. Really, the only reason why I put it on the list is because to me, it's a sleeper game that I think a lot of people didn't get a chance to deal with in a proper way because it got dropped in between like mega games like Call of Duty and it was something else that came out. But it was really a solid multiplayer game. Like, I wish I would have delved into it a little bit more, which is why when I was thinking about it, I need to go back and play that game. Because I'm just, you know, a mech. The seamlessness between being a human being and having the first person shooter aspect with that and being in a mech suit and the customization, the actual multiplayer experience was a lot of fun. The single player was fun. But just like a good multiplayer game setup, I mean, it's not too in-depth of a single-player game. I think it took me like 12 hours to beat it, something like that. And I mean, I took my time with it. Like, I enjoyed it. It was fun. But the seamlessness between being a human, being in the cockpit of your mech, kind of deciding what kind of missile setups that you want and everything else, and the multiplayer aspect is just a game I feel like it got slept on. I know it's a little bit old. It came out, you know, I think 2016. But this list isn't like just a current list. This is just some multiplayer experiences for different reasons. And I really definitely think this is one. Like, if you haven't had a chance to play it, it's on sale right now. I think I saw a recent bundle on PlayStation where they had Battlefield and Titanfall on sale for like $20. So if you want a good multiplayer mech experience, try Titanfall 2 out. So that's my number 7.
I do not disagree with that choice at all. I love Titanfall 2. The single player and that game has some of the best wall running I've ever experienced in my entire life. I still think about that mechanic on a daily basis. I wish they'd put it in more stuff. So
yeah.
My number 7, I want to go back old school, man. I want to go back in the day when people used to get together at college parties and get drunk and play video games on the couch. And one of these games that was so important to me, just in my coming of age years between the ages of, you know, 19 and 23 or whatever, was Rock Band. Rock Band, Rock Band, Rock Band. Love me some Rock Band. There is nothing better than getting behind a drum set. Your bro gets on the microphone. Somebody gets on the guitar. Somebody's got the bass. and you all just start rocking to whatever song. Usually we played, we'd warm up with Yeah Yeah Yeahs, the Map song, and we'd roll into some of that old school shit. Man, they had Beastie Boys on there.
Yeah.
They had a whole bunch of stuff on there that was just so good. And I was ashamed to see them flood the market and basically kill the market for that type of game, because it really was a communal game. And I still have Rock Band 4, and I still regularly play Rock Band 4 when I get a bunch of guys together and they'll come over, because the servers are still up. It's just not anywhere near as popular as it was. But it's hard to explain to people who didn't go through that experience to tell them the kind of feeling you got of having essentially just a reason to get together. I mean, you didn't have to, you know, schedule anything at that point because you were young. It was night, you know. We didn't have a whole lot of responsibilities. What are you doing on a Thursday night? We're getting together. We're playing Rock Band. We're drinking some beers. We're going to sing. We're going to have a blast. And everybody just had fun. Everybody would just open up. I busted it out at multiple parties when I had it. At the World Tour, I remember at Guitar Hero World Tour and Rock Band, I'd bust those out. We'd have two rooms going at once during these parties. And it was a truly communal thing that was sometimes legendary. And I'll never forget the night that we played Modest Mouse, Float On. And I impressed so many people that night because I played the drums and I sang the vocals at the same time. And I nailed it, dude. I nailed it. It was just one of those experiences that I will forever take with me as one of my favorite gaming memories of all time. Drum beat and vocals.
I'm with you 1,000%. That was a great pick because I remember buying a drum set. I remember having an extra guitar and one using one for a bass and one using one for the guitar. And you had your characters. And it used to... That was like a secret pleasure for me. I think we talked about that one before, but that is a great multiplayer experience. So that's you touched every part of it. And I want to hear Float On just so I can reminisce about my Rock Band experience, because it was just weird. Like, it was a younger time. It was a while back. I'm a little bit older than you, but same kind of similar experience. I had my own house at that point, so we were losing our fucking mind in that house. Great times.
Hell yeah, dude. It felt like I hate to say it, but it felt simpler. It felt like a simpler time because everybody was playing Rock Band. Like that was just the thing that was going on. Everybody did it.
I still don't think they've been able to recreate it. Hopefully something else will come out that'll give that type of experience.
I hope so, my friend. What is your number six, buddy?
Mass Effect 3 multiplayer.
Woo! Sorry, I had to pull the Ric Flair out on you. Woo!
I'm not even going to... See, now the fucked up side of this is I'm not finna have a whole lot of conversation about it. This is more nostalgia. You know how I feel about Andromeda and what is happening with BioWare, right? So hopefully somebody there can hear it and just can hear the faint, not completely stomped out, dead hope for BioWare to survive. Come, don't fuck up Anthem. Y'all have put great stories out, and y'all even had a great multiplayer experience at some point. So whatever you need to do to try to bring that back and reinvent yourself to where you don't disappear for the past couple of episodes, this is like my BioWare shout out right now. Please fix Anthem.
Please.
Make something.
Please. Okay?
So you're still on the list. You're still on list everywhere, man. Mass Effect 3, that's the reason why I put it on this one. I don't know. That's my number six.
That's a good reason, man. I mean, that death rattle, when you hear the death rattle, it doesn't always mean death. Sometimes things can be resurrected. I'm just saying. Sometimes reputations can come back. I really hope that happens. Not for Kevin Spacey, though.
Or Bill.
Speaking of which, did you ever see what's his name on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee? Norm MacDonald?
I missed that one.
So the part with Norm MacDonald, he goes, you know, everybody's talking about Bill Cosby, and they're saying, you know, the worst part about it was, you know, the hypocrisy. And he's like, I thought the worst part about it was the raping.
And the pudding and the pops and the talking about the other comedians.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. I don't know why I sound like a Konami owned person.
All right, my number six. I'm going to move on from that one. My number six is something, again, I'm kind of going forward in time here as we go a little bit and backwards. My number six is Sonic 2, bro. Just flat out Sonic 2. When people used to play, like your buddies used to come over when you're kids and you'd hook up the Sega and you play Sonic, and always the punk always got to play as Tails. Always.
Yep.
Always playing as Tails. The punk was always Tails. That was just flat out it. But you had fun, though, like going through those levels, beating those levels. And I remember it's like, where the fuck did you go, Tails? Oh, you died a while back? Yeah, because you're a punk. That's why.
That's it, man. Ride, bitch. You are the middle seat.
That's right. That's right, dude. Every single time.
You gotta earn the outside seat, fool.
You gotta earn it, bro. We actually used to sit there, man, like, and we'd play little competitions of, like, you know, you'd pull the deck of cards out or whatever, and whoever draw high card got to be Sonic, and whoever draw low card was obviously gonna be Tails at that point. It just, man, it was a simpler time. I mean, it's just a couch co-op game, but it was fun, man. It was a lot of fun. Man.
You know how much I love me some Sonic, man. In fact, Sonic Mania almost made the list. It was like I was going to mention in the honorable mentions. But, like, yeah, Sonic, fucking great choice anytime, bro.
Absolutely. All right, what's your number five, man?
Number five is going to be Red Dead Redemption Online.
Woo! Right. I got to do it again. It's Red Dead Redemption Online. So good.
Ric Flair is going. He got a new song with Migos I need to listen to, man. That dude is still alive. I don't know how. I mean, maybe from wrestling alligators. That's what happens. It grants you damn near immortality.
And the 700 women he slept with. It made him impossible to destroy.
There he is. That's he's encrusted. Anyway.
Perfect. Perfect word. Saying?
But nah, man, it's an experience that a lot of people aren't going to even know probably existed. And in light of Red Dead Redemption 2 coming out in the fall, which is going to be a big game. I can't wait to look for that one. I think people can, you know, if you didn't experience the Red Dead Redemption gaming experience overall, and even like not even taking into account the multiplayer experience, that's one. If you can go back and touch that game, I suggest you get a chance to play it. It still carries over today. And the multiplayer experience as far as banding together with a bunch of cowboys, it just felt really rewarding. It felt very balanced. And it's tied into another game on the list, but it's one of those things where it is pre-super DLC, it's pre-charging you for everything, it's pre-all of that kind of stuff where they were really focused on a great single-player game that transitioned over into a great multiplayer experience. Just even if you were just going out and hunting different animals, like I know you remember how it would be like, I'm get a band together. We got to go get a bear, and it increased the difficulty as opposed to you hunting by yourself. And it just made it more rewarding and fun. It ran smooth for the time. It was a good game. And if I have a feeling that they're going to bring that into the new one, I just hope they don't pistol whip us with transactions. So I'm kind of trying to get ahead of it. Don't Rockstar, don't do that. Y'all are one of the greatest developers out there, man. Like, don't get caught in the entrappings too much.
Yeah, and you know, I have faith in Rockstar that they won't get caught in that. Just because of how well they handled the GTA 5 online. They've done a good job with that. With the microtransactions and stuff like that. And, you know, Rockstar, generally speaking, I put them up there with, like, Ubisoft and companies like that. Just really solid developers, you know, who understand their fan base and understand what they're doing. My number five is a little game that overtook the world this year, but it's been around a lot longer than I think some people realized. It's the Monster Hunter series. It'd go higher on the list, but I got some couch co-op nostalgia coming up that I really love. But Monster Hunter is one of those games that when I first got it for the 3DS, and I actually ended up picking up the, because you had to use the add-on so that you had the camera-controlled joystick. So I bought that, and I really wasn't understanding it because I kept hearing about this game over and over and over again. And so I finally played it, and I was like, I don't get it, man. And my buddy's like, no, just come over. We'll play it together. And as soon as we started playing together and hunting together and grinding out these monsters, I understood completely why this game was as popular as it was. Because it is about playing with other people. Playing that game solo, there's probably a 20 to 30-hour lifespan in that game. Playing to that game multiplayer, you're going to get easy 150 hours out of one of those games. Okay. That's just because you come back from that communal experience of hunting those monsters, figuring out how to do it, and just grinding out that gear. And it's a nearly perfect game that Capcom hit on. And it's a little bit niche, but it's gotten a little bit better with the Sony release of Monster Hunter World. And if you haven't tried Monster Hunter World, I highly recommend it. It picks up that Monster Hunter I guess that place of multiplayer and it expanded it to that kind of almost MMO style universe. And they did a fantastic job of doing that. What is your number four, Todd?
Still got to get Monster Hunter. Still yes. got me, but yeah, we'll come back.
And to as
that.
Soon as you get it, me and you're gonna get on there for sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a little assistance on it, so it'll be cool. But my number four, you already kind of segued it, man. Grand Theft Auto 5 Online. All right, and the reason why, really, I had to put it on the list because I just recently found out, man, they're making $400 million every 3 months.
It's crazy, dude. Alone, it's right? crazy so, how much.
That's what I'm saying. So with Red Dead Redemption 2 coming out, that is one of the concerns where I'm just like, okay, how much are they finna monetize this? Because, you know, 2K is involved with Rockstar as far as distribution, I believe, and everything else. So, you know,
yeah.
I don't know, man.
It could Grand go Theft one Auto, way or another. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Grand Theft Auto 5, just, I don't know how much I have to get into that. People know about Grand Theft Auto 5. Like I said, it ties into the Red Dead Redemption that's coming out, but it's just the $400 million every 3 months. That's fucking ridiculous, bro.
That's nuts, dude. Like, you talk about a developer that went from making, what was it, top down video games for the PlayStation 1 with the original Grand Theft Auto and Grand Theft Auto 2 and that London expansion they had, and most people saw it as kind of like this niche little market. They bust out with GTA 3. GTA 5 comes out, people talk about that not being, like, they love GTA 5, but the online starts, and people talk about that as being just awful, terrible. They kept working yep. on it, they kept supporting yep. it, they kept giving out free yep. stuff, and now look where it's at, man. It's exactly. huge.
And that's the thing, it's always the beauty, it always comes back to the players. That's why I'm glad this whole Sea of Thieves spark that I can't wait to get into that, is what the community uses and builds around it that makes it more profitable. So that's the only reason why I don't flip out about it. Because a lot of people just modded stuff, and you got Goku flying around, or you got people in dunk cars and stuff like that.
Hell, I mean, yeah, that's an experience, dude.
You know, okay, that's worth the money. That's what you're looking for. So, God of War.
I can't wait for God of War.
Man, bro, man. I'm going through a God of War challenge right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like I'm trying to abstain from my girl. I'm trying to shoot a Kratos in her when God of War come out. You know what I'm saying? Call a God of War challenge.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, all right, man. We'll see. What's your number four?
I'm number four. Yeah, no worries. My number four is a little multiplayer game that came out originally on the Ouya. I don't know if anybody remembers what the Ouya was. That thing disappeared a long time ago. It was supposed to revolutionize gaming. But instead, what it did was just connected to the Google Play Market, so it put cell phone games on your TV. It was god-awful, except for one game that eventually came to the PlayStation 4 and came to PlayStation Plus, Towerfall Ascension. Towerfall Ascension is one of my favorite couch co-op multiplayer games of all time. The whole point is you and your buddies in one little area. You've all got one arrow to shoot. You shoot the arrow, you kill the guy, the game resets. So many nights when that game come out of me getting really drunk and with my buddies and just playing hours of Towerfall Ascension. And it wasn't necessarily about the competition. It was more about the ridiculous ways you could kill each other, the different types of arrows, the different types of game modes that were involved. I mean, everything involved in that game just made it feel like that kind of old school couch co-op that we had back in the day. And it was that couch co-op that just, it not only brought out the fun, the laughter, the enjoyment, the humor, the trash talk, which trash talk is so much fun. And ladies, I know you're listening out there. Guys, we trash talk all the time, but it's how we communicate with each other. It's the fun thing that we say to each other. If I tell my bro that he sucks or he's a punk or whatever, that comes from a place of love usually. But that's in a video game setting. Anyway, off to other stuff. I got way off subject with that. But
that's okay, man.
I love Towerfall Ascension, though. I really do. I just can't help it. I kind of want to start trash talking the podcast, like on the podcast. Just have a segment called Trash Talk of the Week.
Well, you know, it's still podcast set tripping sometimes. And so I just, you know, I zone off. I'm just like, it's a thin line, motherfucker, because you get online and talk too stupid to me. And just be prepared for firebacks.
Hell yeah.
It is fun, man. It's real. I mean, it's the competitive nature. Like, you know, I used to play sports. You played sports. And we talk about it all the time. How even though, like, I might not be able to get out there or even have the desire to get out there and just kill somebody else as far as just competitively, it's always nice to get those juices flowing on a video game sometimes, man. That's part of it. That's the cool thing. So
I absolutely agree, man. I absolutely agree.
But what's cool about multiplayer is you can, you know, get that juice together with your friends and put that and aim that at other folks. It's just still about trying to keep it healthy and don't get too disrespectful. Because, like I say, people be real quick to throw out the N's and all the other kind of words.
Yeah,
and stuff. But anyway.
Yeah, you can't get too disrespectful on it. What is your number three, man?
Fortnite.
Absolutely.
Just that quick.
Yep.
I just got to talk about it, man. Because, you know, some people had me tickled because it was just like PUBG's for the men and Fortnite's for the boys. I'm not that emotionally connected to either game. I just know. And now I understand why, you know, it's going to make so much money and why. The developer is exclusively who's developing that?
Epic Games.
Yeah, because they had Paladins or Paragon or something or whatever the fuck they shut down or whatever, just solely focus on Fortnite. Now that I've had the team experience, because I know me and Bill talked about it on a previous episode. I think that one was Ghost Dad 2. I don't know, but either way, and we played by ourselves. And he was just like, yeah, this is stupid. I can't choose my character. I don't want to run around. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Then you went back and played it in a team setting, and I missed it. And then I got a chance to finally play it in a team setting. Playing it in a team setting got me a few skins, got me a couple of kills. Now I see I can be up until 2 o'clock in the morning feeling an aspect of the game. I get why it's so popular. I get why Ninja's making $500,000 a fucking month on Twitch playing the game.
Oh yeah.
It's
dude.
Just one of those games. Like I get it. Like it's still, I just had to put that on the list just off of respect. It may not be my personal super favorite. Like I probably feel like I'm gonna have more fun when I get Sea of Thieves on PC and we get on there with, as far as the multiplayer experience at this point in my life. But I respect you Fortnite heads out there. I get it. You know what I mean? I will be on there. I will be dealing with it a little bit. So
yeah, just a quick trivia for people. Epic Games, the people who created Fortnite, are also the same people who created the Unreal Engine and the Unreal series. They've been in video games. They were founded by Tim Sweeney. If you don't know who Tim Sweeney is, he's one of the biggest influential game developers. They've been around since 91. So I know people are talking about Fortnite, and you know, a lot of people talked about PUBG versus Fortnite. It's like, I get it. I understand what people are saying, but when you have Tim Sweeney or when you have Epic Games, the people behind such titles as the engines for Gears of War and several, you know, just their echoes through the market, like you have to trust that they know what they're doing. You have to trust that they know how to not just capitalize on this, but make this fun for gamers as well. Because if you got Unreal on that, I'm just all over that immediately because I'm going to trust it. I trust that engine. That engine is beautiful. I trust Epic Games because they've been around a long time. They've done a lot of really great titles, and they've always shown that they're more for the players than anything else. Like, they still have servers up for Unreal Black. Like, that's crazy. That game's, what, 14, 15 years old? Like, it's been around a long time.
Hell yeah. I mean, shit, I got a homeboy with that nickname that's locked up now. Shout out to Unreal Black. But that is really, yeah, man, that's dope, bro. That's dope. I mean, it is, awesome. And I can see it's gonna live forward. Like we got a team, we got a squad up.
Yes, we do. Yeah, I wanted to get on there last night. We're gonna get on there probably later tonight, maybe even on Sunday. But we're gonna get this.
We got games, man. It's gonna be a busy week. It's gonna be a busy week. That's why they get a mini-sode this week.
I got Detective Pikachu to play through. That game is I'm not sure how I feel about that one yet. We're going to find out. I'm going to give that one a few more hours. My number three is one that me and my wife played together that was really cool. It was really a bonding experience for me and my wife. We had a blast with it. You know, it came out for PlayStation a couple years back. It's called Overcooked. And Overcooked is this charming little couch co-op game where you both play as chefs. And you're running around a level just trying to beat times on trying to make different, like, burgers and sandwiches and stuff like that, soups. It's kind of got this cutesy animation style, but I don't think I've laughed that hard in a long time playing a game. And then especially like playing it with my wife, you know, that bonding experience that you get over it, the fun, the enjoyment that you have, it just feels joyful is kind of the best word for it. And, you know, at first I wasn't sure about it. I didn't know what to think about it, about getting it, because it's almost got a very like Cooking Mama or cell phone cooking game vibe to it. But the developers of it knew how to get people engaging because the mechanics were engaging. The actual challenges were difficult, especially with two people, what you're having to do because the levels change. The fact that if you left the soup too long on the actual thing, on the stove, it would catch on fire. And so
no
you're,
soup for you.
No soup for you. And you'd have to run around with the fire extinguisher putting these fires out, because otherwise the whole kitchen would just burn up just immediately. And I don't know. Like, it's one of those games that I'll forever love, and I can't wait for the sequel. The sequel's supposed to be coming out soon. And me and my wife, as soon as the sequel comes out, we're going to play that game. We're going to spend, you know, 12, 14 hours on the couch just going through that game again, which I absolutely love. So Overcooked, if you haven't picked it up, go check it out. I think it's like $20 on the PlayStation market, and it's worth it. It's worth it, because you're going to have so much fun with your significant other, your friend, your partner, whoever it is that you play with. You're going to have a blast. I promise.
That's the beauty about the multiplayer, bro. The beauty.
That's it. What's your number two, buddy?
Rocket League, bro. Let's just get to it.
Rocket League.
Yeah. And I had to put it on here just because it's one of those games, when I first saw it, I was like, I will never play this fucking game in life. It'll never happen. And the next thing you know, it's just a fun game. It's just fun.
I mean, a blast. It's just enjoyable.
Yeah. It's just really fun. Like, it's just, I believe it's going to come out on the Switch. It hadn't come out on the Switch yet.
No, it has.
It's out on the Switch. It has. Okay, yeah. I'm having a moment. That's the beauty of the mini souls, man. Rock with us, people. Rock with us. But yeah, like, I don't know why I don't have it on the Switch. I'm tripping. I need to get it on there.
And from everything I heard, it runs great on the Switch. It really does.
I don't doubt it. Like, so just, I had to just show a little love and respect to the Rocket League people out there, because it's a greatly developed game, and you can ride around in the 89 Batmobile and make soccer goals in the the great feeling that you get when you make a goal.
Yeah.
It's fun.
When you successfully block a shot, it feels so good.
And, you know, find a strategy in like the very beginning when you know what I'm saying? You both trying to drive into the ball and see who can hit it first. It's just fun. It's jumping Hot Wheel cars. In a digital world, you playing soccer. Like, whoever thought about that, you know, kudos to you. Psyonix. Yeah, that's my number two, man. That's my number two on it.
That's perfect, dude. That's a perfect selection. My number two is going back in the day. A little crossover game. It wasn't real popular. It's still not very popular. It's not come out. You know, they tried to make it a thing with Nintendo. It's called Super Smash Brothers. Who am I joking? That game is huge. The game is huge. I love Super Smash Brothers. I would dare not put a multiplayer game list together and not put Super Smash Brothers on it, because as much time as I spent on the Nintendo 64 Super Smash Brothers just trying to make people fall asleep with Jigglypuff, or just using Kirby just to just wreck and destroy people, like, it's charming. The levels are beautiful. The gameplay is actually fun. The in combat is a blast as well, because the beautiful thing about Super Smash Brothers is you don't have to learn combos. You don't have to learn smash moves. You can just get in there, button mash, have a blast. Now, there's a strategy to it. Don't get me wrong. There is absolutely. And some of those top level Super Smash Bros. Players are very, very good. However, if you just want to sit around with your buddies on a Friday night and just screw around and just beat the crap out of each other, that's the way to go. Super Smash Brothers, wonderful, exciting time. I'm not going to say any more about it, because everybody's played it. Everybody will play it. It's coming to the Switch this year. Like, let's do it. Let's Super Smash this up.
So I guess I'm a nobody. I've never played it.
Well, me and you are going to rectify that situation for the Switch.
Let me stop being negative, man. I need more coffee. Exactly. I cannot wait for it to come out on the Switch. You already know. You already know, man. That's a great choice, as usual, sir.
What is your number one?
It's crazy, because how does Nintendo always end up, like, Nintendo always ends up in
all
weird
the time
places,
all
like,
the time.
So the last one I got is Mario Kart. Mario Kart. If you want to put a number on it, we could do 8.
I forgot about Mario Kart.
Yeah, man. Like, Mario Kart is just weird, like, because anybody from any age group, like, you're going to have moments. Like, somebody shoot a turtle shell at your ass. You're just going to, like, you're going to get fired up, man. It's just so much fun. So competitive. People get so frustrated, they just want to walk away after losing after a night playing on the Wii U, whatever.
You almost get to the finish line, and that jerk, there's the jerk in last place who fires that blue turtle shell, knocks your butt right out of first place. I was that close to win.
Yeah, like I was drunk at Dave and Buster's one night with my girl. And it's just like, oh, they got Mario Kart, motherfucker. And Mario Kart, and somebody's always on that motherfucker. It's like 4 seats, and they're always feeling like, shit, get up off the goddamn Mario Kart. You know what I'm saying?
So, yep,
yeah, I
yep.
had to put that one in there. You know what I mean? That's it, man. That's my number one. That's my number one, bro.
Man.
Namco. Or Namco Bandai.
Namco Bandai. Namco Bandai.
Yeah, yeah.
My number one, I know we said this is in no particular order, but this will forever be my favorite multiplayer game of all time. Just flat out. Forever. Don't care. The memories will not go away. It's GoldenEye. GoldenEye.
Oh, yeah.
GoldenEye. GoldenEye. My favorite multiplayer yeah. game of all time. I can't take it away. Slappers mode, knife only, big head mode, whatever you want. Man golden with the gun. Golden gun. Yep, all of it. The levels. I don't even think I played through the entire game of GoldenEye, but I played that multiplayer. Every weekend, we'd get together, we'd play the multiplayer, and we'd spend hours, man. We'd stay up all night playing that game.
And Cheetos that's what and Mountain Dew.
Cheetos, Mountain Dew, and because my buddy was Filipino, like his mom used to make like these really dope ass like rice snacks that we used to eat that were just like, man, I could still remember the smell of the house. I can still remember playing the game. I can remember like just the enjoyment of every, like certain things will always take me back. And GoldenEye is one of those things. I want somebody to be able to recapture that, and they keep trying, but nobody's successfully done it quite like GoldenEye, which changed first person shooters forever. Forever.
Man.
There is no Call of Duty without GoldenEye. Just flat out. That's how it goes. There is no Counter-Strike. There's no Call of Duty. There's no Battlefield. Without GoldenEye, you don't have any of this. That's just flat out the truth. GoldenEye was awesome.
Point blank period. I mean, you don't have a Fortnite. Like, and I think that's something. You don't have a Sea of Thieves. You don't have a lot of games like
yep.
that. That's why that's a great number one on your list. Like that, of course, you know, I had GoldenEye right here. I, of course, with the honorable mentions on that side. A couple of Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, that was my shit. But, like, that's exactly right, bro. Like, GoldenEye is... great number one, man. Great number one. You know what I'm saying? Multiplayer games, it's amazing. Like multiplayer like Max Julian. This has been another cool one, bro.
Yes,
this has been another cool one. You know what I'm saying? But like even like you brought up Counter-Strike. Even does 2K count as a multiplayer experience?
Yeah, 2K. 2K honorable mention.
Yeah.
Diablo 3.
Yep, yeah, Divinity Original Sin 2.
Team
and
Fortress
I cannot
2.
Wait to play. Yeah, I'm trying to see. I can't wait to talk about A Way Out. Next week, whenever we get a chance to do like the regular episode.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I can't wait to do it. Terraria is a multiplayer game. Don't Starve. That's another one that I got on there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Borderlands. Yeah, yeah. Borderlands multiplayer was great. Fantastic.
Dope. That was dope. So, like, I don't know, man. Like, you see, look, hit us up on the Podbean, on the Facebook, for sure, on whatever. Let us know what your top multiplayer games is, because this is one... You know, I mean, let's connect. Let's get together. Let's shoot some folks in the face.
Let's do it. Let's do it. What I do want to say, too, is we do have an announcement this week. We have a winner for the $35 Amazon gift card. And our winner is William. William, who is a great guy. He's awesome. William, please contact us to skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com. William B. That's who we got. So get us up at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com. That's been this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial, brought to you again by Synergy. Synergy and boats.
Boats. Hoes.
And hoes.
Hose.
And Microsoft.
Randy Jackson samurai swords.
And Chewbacca masks. And you,
Shark Week, motherfuckers. Shark Week.
You can call me Dragon. All right. That's been this week's edition. As we always say before we leave, stay humble.